Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, this is kind of a silly Friday topic. I pulled it out of my butt the other day because of something that Katie and Josh did. I threw the question up on my Facebook. Tell me about the celebrity you met. The brush with fame that you've had. So if you've met a celebrity and you want to talk about it, we all kind of dream about meeting really famous people, right? You can call us 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I posted it on my Facebook, and this dude named Mike wrote in. He says, "Hey, Jerry, I saw your Facebook post talking about celebrities people have met. I had to write in. A few years ago, I was at DIA. I spotted Keanu Reeves. Casually waiting at the baggage carousel like a normal person. No entourage, no sunglasses, no attitude, just genuinely a nice guy. I said hi, told him I was a huge fan of The Matrix, and he shook my hand and said, 'Thanks, man, that means a lot.' Then he started asking about his flight, blah, blah, blah. He said he was seriously the kindest, most down-to-earth celebrity ever. Now I'm curious about you guys. Have you on the show ever met any celebrity in person? Were they as cool as Keanu or total divas?" And that is Mike from Thornton. So yeah, we'll give you some of ours. If you want to call right now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I did throw that up because Katie and Josh just met Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous-ish.
He was really nice.
So. Yeah.
Well, he's definitely famous, especially in Colorado. That's where he got his American Idol start.
Yeah,
you look at that?
Tried out in Denver, so it was neat to talk to him and see. Well, we didn't even really get to talk to him. I mean, those meet and greets are so quick, and you know, your spot's next to Daughtry, so take your picture and smile and nod and get out of here. And you know, so that's kind of, it was almost an awkward situation. But there's definitely been times where I've met celebrities, and some of them I'm cool as a cucumber, right? Mm-hmm. Like some of them, it does not affect me, but some I forget words.
Like, how was your Gwen Stefani interaction?
Well, that was over Zoom.
But still, so you met her. You talked to her.
And that wasn't as bad because she was so like down to earth and sweet about everything. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the artists, like they look at you almost like a second class citizen. And that wasn't the case at all with Gwen Stefani. I mean, she was so gracious about her time. And I got to talk to her about, I thought the neatest thing was that my mom loves Gwen Stefani. I love Gwen Stefani. And Zoe is a fan of some of her music as well. So for me being able to, like, you span across generations, how does that feel? And you could tell, like, she was almost taken aback by the question. She's like, really? Your mom likes me? Like, it was just
My
so
mom
sweet.
Loves you, Gwen.
I know. So like, that was definitely a good interaction with her. But there have been people. I mean, I met Dave Mira, if you remember. He's like a BMX. He was part of the MTV Challenge show, BMX racer and stuff. And I met him, and I was such a huge fan, and all I could get out with him was, "I like your legs."
Like, he's like, literally, "Thank you, crazy lady."
I know, that's kind of what he said, and it was just, then we moved on.
Hilarious. Phone lines are blowing up right now. The celebrities you've met, 303-691-1649. I'll give you two of my favorites. Meeting the entire crew from New Kids on the Block was pretty darn awesome. We did a little meet and greet thing before a concert. And, you know, growing up with New Kids on the Block,
yeah,
I was fairly starstruck. So, yeah, I got a picture with all of them. And I look like I could belong in the band, actually.
I'm sure, yeah.
Every once in a while, it'll pop up on my Facebook memories. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Look at that.
And then the one I feel like was the most friendly was many years ago when we brought Jewel into the studio.
I bet. Well, she's Canadian. So that right there.
Yeah, so it was Jewel and her tooth that we all got to meet.
Oh, and you're not nice. Look at that.
She was super sweet. Super, super sweet. So 303-691-1649. Here's Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. All right. What was the celebrity you brushed shoulders with?
You want Don Cheadle or Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Ooh, The Rock. The Rock. Yeah.
Dwayne. Okay.
So we take the kids to their first CU game. And my husband works at CU, and Prime was like first or second year. And they haven't been to a CU game before. And we take them, and they hear that there's going to be all these celebrities there and stuff like that. And there's like cardboard cutouts at tailgating of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So we're taking pictures of the cutout and everything. And they're so excited. And we have field passes. So before the game, we get to go onto the field and see all the players and stuff. And my daughter like sees The Rock, and she's like, "It's The Rock." And so they beat like beeline over to him. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, get a selfie with me. And so her and my youngest son, so my oldest kid and my youngest kid, they get in this picture with The Rock, and he like looks right at him, does like the peace sign, and it is the sweetest picture.
I hear he's a great guy, just a truly genuine kind guy. And he's probably pretty dreamy, huh, Becky? Pretty dreamy?
He is very dreamy.
Yes. The Rock, that is a very good one. Great way to kick this off.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good one, Becky. Thank you so much. Here is Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, who's the celebrity that you met?
So I'm from Oklahoma. So I've gotten to meet Kristen Chenoweth because she came to my theater class and gave us, like, she helped teach our theater class because she was very close personal friends with my theater teacher.
Really? She's like a little blonde lady, isn't she? I'm trying to picture her.
She's very well known for being Glinda on Broadway and Wicked.
Yes, that's
she
what
was
she
the
is.
First, yep.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for it.
She's one of the OG Glindas. She's amazing, phenomenal vocals, and the nicest woman I've ever met.
Oh,
well, that's good.
I love when the celebs are nice. That makes you feel so good.
Especially when they're teaching you about like things, right? Like how to act.
Try harder.
So cool for her to come into our theater class after, because I've loved Wicked since I was little. And I've seen her, the videotapes of her being Glinda. It was such a cool experience to get to actually learn from her.
Can you sing us any of the Wicked songs?
I cannot. I'm not going to embarrass myself.
I wish you would. I embarrass myself every day on this show.
He sure does.
But you get paid to embarrass
yourself. You're right.
You make a good point there.
What if I gave you $5 to sing?
That's not enough.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. That's a good one this morning. We appreciate you calling in. A couple lines open. We're talking about the celebrities that you met. 303-691-1649. Here is Robert on the line. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Who'd you meet?
Katie's going to love these couple. I've met Timothy Mozgov.
Ooh, former Nugget.
Andre Iguodala and a former Clipper, Blake Griffin.
Oh, Blake Griffin.
Andre, you met Iggy. You met Timothy Mozgov. Who was the other one?
Costa Kufis.
Yeah, Costa Kufis.
Oh, that's a pole.
Might as well be speaking a
foreign
language to me.
Those are former Nuggets.
Are they?
All of those
are
former Nuggets.
Is that a big deal? Is this a big deal?
The only way you could have impressed me more, Robert, is with Lenis Klaza. If you had a Lenis Klaza drop in there, I'd be like, wow, you really met some people.
I also met Nene as well.
Oh, Nene's good.
Now you're just bragging.
Nene Hilario.
Yeah.
Man, I'm super jealous.
I bet you are.
Super jealous.
Super cool. I mean, I'm a tall guy, but I'm like small compared to them. No, thank you.
Put you up next to an NBA player.
I'll give you one that came in while you're on the line, Robert. This dude named Tony messaged me. He says, I met Shaquille O'Neal once at a car show in Las Vegas. His line was, the man is a walking skyscraper.
Yeah.
He says he took pictures with everyone. Nicest dude ever. That
I
was
heard
from
he's
Tony.
Really nice, too. Yeah.
He's a very, very benevolent, very giving guy. So, Robert, have a great day.
You guys as well. See
Bye,
you later.
Robert.
See you later, Gator.
Those were good ones.
People keep calling and hanging up. Stop that. Who's the celebrity you met? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll give you one here from Rachel. She wrote me as well. She says, years ago at a hotel in Aspen, I checked in Tom Hanks.
Oh.
He's exactly as nice as you'd hope. He thanked me twice for being so helpful. Actually made a dad joke about his room key not working because Buzz Lightyear messed it up. She said, I laughed way too hard at his dad joke.
That's I would laugh way too hard at Tom Hanks' dad joke, too.
Okay, all right. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, we're doing damn good. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Who's your celebrity?
I've met a few. I've met former President Bush one time. This was here in Denver. Chauncey Billups was one of my neighbors when he first started out. And the big one was when I was in the 80s, I was living in LA, and I met Stevie Nicks when I was working in an ear, nose, and throat office. refused to talk. She used her harmonica. She came in.
Or use her harmonica?
She came up to the desk to check in, and and she was taken back to see the doctor. And once again, she was just responding to his questions with her harmonica. It was so bizarre.
That is very bizarre.
Like, how do you answer with that?
But I kind of want to start doing that.
I'm right?
I want to carry a harmonica in my pocket and try that. That's really funny. All right, Lisa, thank you very much. That's probably the most random one so far.
That was pretty great.
Hi, Jay.
Yay, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Who'd you meet?
Well, get ready with your soundbite, because this will be great for you. I've met Flavor Flav on multiple occasions. I hung out with him.
Oh.
There you go.
You're just a Flavor Flav
regular. Yeah, you might like that.
On multiple occasions?
Yeah, I met him. The first time I met him, I was living in California, and he walked into a Denny's after I'd been at a club DJing, and he walked in, him and his crew, and sat down, and I just started chatting him up, and I said, well, I'm moving back to Denver. And he said, well, if I ever come through Denver, look me up, and I'll hook you up. And I'm like, all right. Thought nothing of it. About 2 years later, he came through. I made my way to the hotel, ran into his personal bodyguard, who I remembered from Denny's, showed him a picture of us that we hung out in Denny's together. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember you. He took me in, met Flavor Flav, gave me backstage passes. We hung out, you know, before the show and after the show, and it was really cool.
No way! That's awesome! That's really cool. Let me do it one more time.
Super nice guy.
That's really neat that he remembered you.
Yeah, and a super nice dude there, Jade. Like, would you say?
Oh, yeah, extra nice man. And like, I got to meet his kids and, you know, everything. Actually, through him, I got to meet the members of U2, because at one point they came back to Denver. They were doing the Zoo tour at Mile High Stadium, and he took me to sound check, so I got to meet the Edge and Bono and those guys as well.
Whoa,
wait, U2's hanging out with Flava Flav? My mind is a little blown this morning.
Jay. Jay's just bragging here.
I love this.
Jay, I got to ask you, what was your DJ name?
I can't say that because then people will know I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay.
You gotta lay low.
Can you text it in?
He's text Clark us, Kent right now.
Text us what
it
is.
I'll text you.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day. Thank you for calling. That's a good
That's cool.
one. That one was solid.
That's good stuff.
Oh, who's been holding the longest? My God, phone lines are exploding. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Hi. Who'd you meet?
So I went to Comic-Con in Colorado Springs for my 40th birthday to fangirl over Joey Fatone, who was there. And then later that night, back at the hotel where my husband and I were staying, ended up going down to the bar and having a drink with Joey Fatone and Murray from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, Murray was there too?
What?
Murray, yeah. Him and Joey are really good friends, and they were the coolest guys
I
ever.
I bet. Joey Fat One is Justin Timberlake called him.
Joey so Fat One.
Oh, that would be like a dream come true to have drinks with those guys.
That's cool.
That's a great night.
It was, because I was obsessed with NSYNC when I was a teenager, so I was just the best. And and he lived up to it. Just a really, really cool guy.
And you made a good... Oh, go
my sister and I got to meet Timberlake once. We went up for... This was years ago. We went up to Vail or Breckenridge or something. Remember when Kathy Lee was a thing? Kathy Lee Gifford and Regis? We went to a taping of their Christmas show at this hotel, and while we were standing out front waiting to go in, Justin Timberlake popped his head out the door and said hi to everybody and took pictures and stuff. And
cool.
And that was ramen noodle days with his hair, too, with the really curly hair.
Yeah, the frosted tips.
Yeah, so there's some goofy pictures of us with a old school JT somewhere around here.
Awesome.
So.
That's good stuff.
Brooke, we got to hop into these other phone calls. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Is it Seba?
Seba, yeah, that's right.
Hi, Seba. I see who you met here on my screen. This is going to be a good one. Who'd you meet?
Kurt Russell.
I love that guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah, I was living in L.A. at the time. I mean, you know, you see a lot of celebrities when you live out there in the 90s. And I was working at the Beverly Center at a bathing suit store.
Yeah.
And it was Black Friday. And so we weren't having any kind of sales because of the bathing suits, right? And but the mall was like crazy busy. And so Kurt Russell, I was working there by myself. And Kurt Russell came in. And we had like this couch kind of chair in there for like husbands and boyfriends to sit in where they waited for girlfriends and wives to try on their bathing suits. And so he was like, hey, can I just sit on your couch while I'm waiting for my wife and kids to finish shopping? I was like, sure. So he came in and we like chatted for like an hour and a half. He just sat there.
An hour and a half?
And,
you guys are friends
at that
point.
That poor guy.
So cool. He was so nice. And then when he got the phone call from his wife, they were ready to go. He left me a $100 tip.
What?
Wow, what a good guy.
So he was just waiting for Goldie, right?
Like,
Goldie. Right? Exactly. Yeah, I guess she's not his wife, but yeah.
It's all right. Hands down, probably the best Santa in the movie, in the Christmas Chronicles.
Exactly.
He plays the best Santa.
They do. Yeah. Like, yeah, she's, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, she's in it too.
Such a good movie.
This has been one of my...
Yeah, he was so nice.
This has been one of my favorite calls.
It was good.
Well done. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah.
All right, have a good
Siba.
Weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we can maybe do three more. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Who's
hey.
You? Where was your brush with fame? Who was it?
Well, it was Chris Anderson, which Josh reminded me of the name because I totally forgot. I just call him Birdman.
That's Birdman.
Of course it is.
All the tats.
I grew up in Castle Rock, and he lived in Castle Rock for a long time when he played for the Nuggets. And I was walking through a parking lot with my friends, and we saw his notoriously gigantic truck.
Yep.
And I was looking at it, and I was kind of joking around about it, walking backwards towards the store. I was looking at the truck, and I literally bumped into him.
And you turned around and you saw a 7-foot tall man.
Yeah. I turned around and panicked. I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, oh, you got something to say about my truck? I was like, no, it's great. And he patted me on the back. He's like, I'm just messing with you. Take care. And he just walked away with his Starbucks.
That's so funny.
I had a friend who lived in Castle Rock, worked at the grocery store there, and he was a regular at the grocery store too. And they have the same stories where he was just such a normal guy.
Kind
and he was
goofball.
So nice to everybody. Yeah, super nice.
So nice. Yeah.
Right on, Natalie. Thank you for calling. That's a good one. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Bye,
Natalie.
Bye. All right, we'll do Lisa and Patty and we'll wrap it up. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, who'd you meet?
Hey, well, I'm going to show my age here, but I met the band Jerome of the Time. The Time was touring with Prince in Purple Rain, right, that tour. And my RA, my freshman year, she was a sophomore, and she was this gorgeous black woman, and she went to the Purple Rain tour the night before I did. And she was at a bar and met saw her and said, come party with us. And so, and then the next day she comes to me and says, come to my room. Jerome was in her room at the university I was at. It was really crazy. And so during the Purple Rain tour, she went back down the next night and said, come to the hotel where we're partying. And so I was like so close to meeting Prince because I partied with the Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Why was Jerome in the dorm room?
No, Morris Day.
That would have been a better story if you had met Prince.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I get the hype around this. It's Morris Day and the Time. It's Jungle Love. I think
yeah.
I want to know you. Come on, you know that song, Jerry.
I know that song.
I'd have to hear it.
You know that song? You know it. Morris Day is huge. You met the Time. That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
It was fun.
Awesome. Jeremy.
I'll take your word
you
for it.
You need to get out more, sir. That's all that is.
But it shows my age.
Lisa, thank you, I think, for
That's
calling.
That's amazing.
Katie's
go.
Happy.
Lisa.
Hey, you know what? You made Katie's day, Lisa.
Thank you.
That's good. All right, have a good one.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks, Lisa.
What was the name of the band?
Morris Day and the Time. So Jay and Silent Bob are huge fans of Morris Day and the Time. That's how I know them.
Because
in all of their movies, Morris Day.
To see if we had any
and the Time.
That
they have Jungle Love. I think I want to know you. Girl, I want to show you. Nothing. You don't. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's how I know
O-wee,
it is.
Owee, owee,
yeah.
Like, no.
Hey,
This one?
Yes! Yep. This is it!
I know this song.
I think I want to know you. Oh, yeah.
It's got a good beat.
It does.
Yes, it does. We should make that a music bed.
Apparently, they like going to people's hotel rooms.
Dorm rooms. She was a freshman in college.
You like this?
No,
know
yeah.
You, know ya. Yeah.
Let's go for a couple more minutes.
Ow. Girl, I want to show ya.
Okay, I like it.
Ow.
Mm. Okay, I've heard this song.
Yes, you have.
I've heard it. I didn't know what it was.
Jungle Love.
All right. Okay.
I love that.
That makes me happy. I love that you're happy.
So much I love
All right. We got to do Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hi.
You get happy Friday.
Yay. Happy Friday to you. Okay. So you'll get the final word on this. Who did you get to meet?
Okay. Well, mine's not nearly as cool. I didn't hang out or party with anybody, but I did spill a martini on Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay. Oh, no, not Ellen!
Oh, did she beat you up? I heard she's
mean. Or did
mean.
She get up and dance? She probably
she
danced.
She was actually very nice. So it was okay. Her and her wife, and it was this very expensive restaurant in Southern California with the best lemon drops I've ever had in my life, ooh. And I maybe had two too many. And we saw her, and my family's like, go walk by and see if it's her, and I tripped right at her table and spilled the whole martini. Oh,
that's fantastic. Of all the places to trip,
oh, no.
You spill on Ellen, and then shortly thereafter, she left the country and quit her show.
Exactly.
It was all because of you, Patty.
I'm sure the whole time you're talking yourself up, too, right? Patty, you got this. You go say hi to Ellen.
That'd be cool.
Whoa. Oh, Patty, man. I'm going to let you go so you can get your drink on for the weekend. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks
have
for
a great
holding.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, too many martinis.
Gosh, and the text line. Good night,
that's
you guys.
Fun.
So many messages. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in on a silly little Friday topic this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.